Dear listeners, both ancient and modern historical records tell of the rise and fall of oppressive rulers and tyrannical nations and empires. It is worthwhile to notice the similarities between the nature and practices of those nations and empires and the events that accompanied their decline and collapse. Towards the end of the 7th century before Christ, the fall of the Assyrian Empire is foretold by the Old Testament prophet Nahum. The prophet Nahum provides a very vivid picture of how the empire and its rulers treated the nations and the peoples they had conquered and ruled. Like all powerful nations, even in our time, the agenda of the Assyrian rulers focused only on their own power and ability to politically and militarily abuse and oppress. They fragmented and divided their subjects while stealing their resources. In doing so, they deprived them of peace and impoverished them. Selfish, arrogant policies and horrific use of military might inflicted untold injustices and sufferings on the people of conquered nations. This conduct was a direct violation of divine compassion and a deliberate challenge to God's holiness and standards of justice. Nahum announced decisive divine judgment against Assyria. Nineveh, the hugely prosperous capital city, was a center for immoral living. Its inhumane trade symbolized the empire's overall image, violation of all standards of fairness and decency. The prophet Nahum's third chapter pronounces divine judgment by handing it over to experience a bit of what it inflicted on others. The prophecy says, "Woe to the bloody city, all full of lies and plunder, no end to the prey. The crack of the whip and the rumble of the wheel, galloping horse and bounding chariot, horsemen charging flashing sword and glittering spear, hosts of slain, heaps of corpses, dead bodies without end. They stumble over the bodies. And all for the countless whorings of the prostitute, graceful and of deadly charms, who betrays nations with her whorings and peoples with her charms." As in other times, politics of deception is exemplified in the corrupt, strong nation's capital and other major cities. Nineveh is reported as the bloody city, all full of lies and plunder. Violence and even murder is presented in deceptive political terms. Promises of improving the lives of those occupied and governed are soon replaced by plundering them with heavy taxes and forcibly stealing their resources. Its greed for unjust gain is described as endless. History records tyrannical Assyrian politics of broken promises and annulled treaties. Nahum describes the deceptive method. While seeming to act on their behalf, money and sex were used to bribe and ensnare local leaders in order to control the population and steal resources, it says, and all of the countless whorings of the prostitute, graceful and of deadly charms, who betrays nations with her whorings and peoples with her charms. Dear listeners, the methods of the Assyrians and other ancient empires are not very different from what is practiced today by agents of competing world powers. Leaders are bought out by bribes and people are impoverished, being forced to depend on foreign handouts for survival. Nahum's prophecy describes the overthrow of the Assyrian Empire by enemy armies entering its capital, Nineveh. These advanced with their swords and spears, on horseback and with armed chariots. Today, the weapons are guns, cannons, bombs, armored vehicles, tanks, rockets, and devastating air raids. Nahum warns of the coming scenes of so much death. We read, hosts of slain, heaps of corpses, dead bodies without end. They stumble over the bodies. Do not we see that in the horrific modern wars? Dear listeners, God's divine judgment on tyrannical conquerors for their injustice inflicted on the poor and innocent often takes the same shape as their own acts. Corrupt oppressors divide and compete against one another. Their immoral principles and deceptive ideologies cause their own internal collapse. This is divine judgment. Nahum's divine message is clear. Regardless of the might or political success of a nation or a society, it must humbly account for divine justice. It is the same for both small and great. Regardless of how strong or skillful they become, there is divine recompense for corrupt and oppressive practices. Such practices clearly rebel nowadays against the gracious and wise Creator as they challenge His good design for human biological and spiritual nature and the very existence of the human family. This principle applies to all human societies. Nahum's prophecy presents the coming demise and collapse of the Assyrian Empire as a divine act of judgment. It says, and all for the countless whorings of the prostitute, graceful and of deadly charms, who betrays nations with her whorings and peoples with her charms. Behold, I am against you, declares the Lord of hosts, and will lift up your skirts over your face, and I will make nations look at your nakedness and kingdoms at your shame. I will throw filth at you and treat you with contempt and make you a spectacle. And all who look at you will shrink from you and say, wasted is Nineveh. Who will grieve for her? Where shall I seek comforters for you? Dear listeners, the tyrannical Assyrian regime represented the evil one opposed to all good. He stubbornly opposes God's goodness, mercy, and saving grace. The regime was blindly used in the devil's attempt to block the divine plan to bless all nations through the coming of the Prince of Peace. About 80 years earlier, the prophets Micah and Isaiah already had promised the dawn of the Messiah's kingdom of righteousness and peace. We read in the second chapter of Isaiah, he shall judge between the nations and shall decide disputes for many peoples, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. To the Savior King and his kingdom belongs the ultimate victory. Hallelujah.